The Environment Committee, which I'm a member of, its proposal, which will be voted on this week, is ambitious. I mean, it's the European Commission came forward with a 30% reduction by 2030. The Environment Committee has called for that to be increased to 45%. So I think it is ambitious. That's what we need when it comes to climate change now. We've seen this year alone the extreme weather events across Europe, including in Ireland. So we don't have time to not be ambitious. So I really hope that proposal will get the full backing of the Parliament. But then also what we need is that at the Council level, that the Member States will step up to the plate and not try to further water it down.
Yeah, how do you think the support is there in terms of the public, and are they ready for this kind of change, and will the motor industry play ball?
I think the public, you can't blame them for being sceptical. A lot of people bought diesel cars because they believed that the diesel emissions were lower and they were trying to do their bit for the environment. And then you find out that actually the automobile companies were fixing the system. So this proposal does try to close those loopholes. It promotes the idea of having a worldwide acceptable standard of real life conditions as opposed to these testing in centres. So that's in a bid to also reassure that when you are going out to buy a car and you're being told that, you know, it has lower emissions, that you are actually getting what you pay for. So I think that's one way of addressing the scepticism that might be out there from people who are genuinely trying to do the right thing. It is heartening that the Irish government are actually, their position on this is that they're very supportive of the greater ambition. I would like that they would have the same enthusiasm for all the other measures around climate change, whether it's renewable energy or dealing with our livestock emissions. But I think you will have a problem with some of the council members where there are big car manufacturing industries. But look, at the end of the day, we're all going to have to pay for this, so we need the car industry to step up to the mark on this. I mean, and rebuild the confidence that they shattered themselves.
To a certain extent, because the motor industry, we don't have one, therefore we're relying on, if you like, foreign companies to deliver on this. So it's out of Ireland's control in some respects.
Absolutely. I mean, all they can do is not block us at the council level and to try and encourage other member states to support the proposals. What we know from all of the surveys done is that people are open to buying more environmentally friendly cars, and particularly electric vehicles. But what they want is a choice, a variety of vehicles. We know there are people who have particular preferences around whether it's a hatchback or whether it's not. And so they want the choice in the type of cars. But what we do need, particularly from the Irish government, what they could be doing, I suppose, in tandem with supporting these proposals, is putting in place the infrastructure for people to have electric vehicles. And also, given that they're in the middle of reviewing the public transport system in Dublin, that they stop buying diesel buses and move to a more environmentally friendly public transport system as well.